Penguin Random House Audio presents The Weight of This World by David Joy. Read for you by MacLeod Andrews. The loneliest moment in someone's life is when they are watching their whole world fall apart, and all they can do is stare blankly. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. Prologue. Baden McCall was 12 years old the one time he heard, "I love you." Even then he didn't so much hear the words as read them on his father's lips. His mother was folding a hamper of whites on the arm of the couch. He sat across from her in a recliner that was permanently locked flat and watched a fuzzy episode of Ren and Stimpy he'd seen 1,000 times before. The satellite card was dead, and even before his father had quit paying the bill, the mountains blocked most channels from reaching Little Canada. Every afternoon, when Aiden came home from school, he watched that VHS tape of the same 5 episodes over and over. He knew the whole thing by heart. Aiden was miming the words from the television when his father opened the screen door. The man stood bare-chested on the threshold with a short-nosed revolver clenched in his fist by his side. Aiden's mother turned to face her husband, rolled a pair of socks in on themselves, but didn't say a word. His father raised the pistol and blew the top of her head off when he pulled the trigger. There was a flash of light and blood, a short-lived smell of bourbon before the room reeked of burnt gunpowder like black cat firecrackers. His father stared at him with a look in his eyes like he blamed him and him alone for the way life turned sour.